Welcome, welcome one, welcome all East Coast audio fans and listeners.
I guess alike.
Listeners would be fans, hopefully. Welcome to this edition of East Coast Audio. We're here to recap the SmackDown from November 7th, 2008. Travis Bryan, I'm accompanied by my man, Bar Dre Purnell. What's happening, Dre?
I would like to be called the Hitman today.
Hitman?
Of the East Coast. Yeah, the East Coast Audio.
Nah, not that Hitman. You,
What's up, everybody?
Great.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
All right, so yeah, SmackDown. Here we go. They were in Orlando. This show in Florida, and they come up with the typical open. They have who we got here? Casket highlights from last week, which was probably one of the worst casket matches. Nah, that's way too far.
I wouldn't say it was the only casket squash, maybe.
Yeah. It was definitely a casket squash. Casket squeezy.
Casket, exactly.
Early. Then we have the SmackDown open. JR and Taz opened up the show. We got Kozlov, the Undertaker tonight in the main event. Also for the U.S. title, we got Shelton defending against the Truth. And then we go ringside, and we've got the MVP VIP lounge in the ring, and
big things popping, little things popping.
Yeah, he was talking to his agent or something on the phone, on his cell phone in the middle of the ring before he started talking to everybody. But from the gate, he came at Hurricane for busting on him in his little pop-ups. And then the Hurricane came on and mocked him a little bit. Sandy won't do it to his face, so I guess they're setting something up. I guess,
Survivor Series, maybe?
I can't imagine. I mean, isn't that, like, just a few weeks away?
I mean, who does he have a match with?
Nobody.
I mean, MVP, the world's highest paid jobber, has to be on Survivor Series, I think.
Yeah, but does he get his bonus? I mean, in the long, he's going to end up getting his money, right?
At Survivor Series.
Against a returning Hurricane Helms? Like, no.
Well, I don't know who else he would be shooting with. I mean,
eventually when Helms gets finally debuted.
Yeah, but Survivor Series is a couple weeks away, right?
That's too early.
All right, so who is he going to win? Because he has to win this, but if you're saying that he's definitely going to
get... He'll get his revenge on Kung Fu Naki.
At Survivor Series.
Oh. He's not going to beat nobody big. After losing for like 6 months? Or 3 months?
Even Barry Horowitz got a pin once or twice.
That actually makes me think that he must have really exceeded. If he didn't go on like a 3 month losing streak, and you know, say even if he just wins a third of the matches he's lost, you know, say he's lost 12 matches in the last, you know, 2 or 3 months. He'd have won 3 of them. He'd be in the money, and I don't know. It just seems like he would have exceeded expectations the way they wrote it. Obviously, that's not his contract. But
you know what the thing about that is I wanted to bring up about the contract situation? Only in the wrestling universe can you have money taken away from you if you don't reach this.
Yeah. Hey, you can't take my... What? That is absurd.
Well, here, we gonna give you this money, right? But we're going to take that shit back if you don't get 10 touchdowns for the year.
Not that you did anything. You're not Ricky Williams. You ain't get suspended because you can't stop blazing.
Yeah, yeah. No, you just losing. Yeah, you
do anything. You ain't Mike Vick. You ain't Mike Vick smirking dogs and going to jail. No. You just, you know, can you imagine if they said, if they told, you know, who's a rookie quarterback, Joe Flacco or the dude in Atlanta, Matt Ryan, like,
They need to get Alex Smith bonus back. I tell you that shit much.
Yeah, damn straight.
The 49ers need to take that shit back now.
That's who they should go after. Like, yo, you threw like 20 interceptions or 20 touchdowns and 50 interceptions in your however many years here. 2 or 3 years.
You gotta give up that $25 million back.
Yeah. Nah, it wouldn't happen. But yeah, it's just absurd. It's just like, what? Do they not? It's like, do they not know that we know about contract? I mean, come on. It's ESPN. Like, the whole gimmick is built on, you know, they'll tell you because we're coming into, you know, we're being modern and we're being 2008, and that's what happens. You know, athletes talk about money, and that's a big deal, and, you know, we're going to kind of. But then they go halfway with it. Sure, they got that gimmick part down, but when they. Comes to make it really realistic, like, it's just absurd. It just takes you out of the.
That would never happen.
It just takes
you
out
them
of
off,
the.
You give
them
off.
Like, what?
You give them off fucking money, you ain't getting
like,
it back.
That's the whole point about being an athlete. Once you sign, obviously, in football it's a little different, but they got signing bonuses. But once you sign that contract, you can't take that away. That's like collective bargaining or players' association and shit. They negotiate all that stuff. That's just how
rest
it is.
In peace, rest in peace, Gene Upshaw.
You know what I mean? D.U. But, yeah, so we got the MVP lounge, the VIP lounge started. He just talks about what we just talked about, that he needs to win a certain amount of matches in a certain amount of time, or else he's going to kick back to a regular standard contract. Which is makes still more than what everybody else makes in the, you know, in the crowd and the watch. But not enough money for him. Then Great Khali came out, his music came on, and he came out, him and Ranjan Singh.
Oh.
Hmm?
Bruh.
Oh, right. Okay. So,
I'm just trying to give people a sound and so they can close their eyes and get a visual of what happened just in case they missed it. He came out and did Raw.
So Ranjan Singh says there's been enough of the MVP, the VIP lounge. They said it's time to do the Kiss Cam. And rightfully so. You know,
rightfully so.
What, he shouldn't get pissed? Is he just coming out interrupting his
thing? I thought you meant rightfully so he left. I was pissed off that Khali would damn disrespect
the VIP,
the VIP clowns.
Right? Yeah.
I was so, and you know what? I was, I guess, too much into it, but when I was watching that shit, I was like, no.
Wait, did your cable come back on?
My cable got it, but I watched it at the job anyway.
On YouTube, all right.
I just thought that was a trap.
Building out or the whole neighborhood? It was the whole upper jar?
I don't know. I think it was probably just the apartment buildings. I don't know who was out. Like, when I woke up this morning, It was like, just, I had all these eights on it and shit, and that was it in the blank screen.
Oh, all right.
So.
You still need
a box. Yeah, I need a new box, because my shit keep messing up too much, and I got people that need, you know, my insight. Or the lack thereof.
Dead little man.
Did you peep the new Bob Dole question or thing? Did you come on neck about that? Because you always come in on my neck about my posts and shit. I'm tired of that, man.
Nah, because I remember it was the last joint is you. I ain't fucking with it.
You my best boy, but
I don't even remember what it was. What is
the end? It was something I don't have it in front of me, but you, Bob Dole, thanks for listening. Happy getting a shout out there. I know you are.
You, Bob Dole, is a steady listener, and you know, keep it coming, or you know, keep it listening. So MVP, yeah, so he left, and he was pissed. And again, like I said, rightfully so. So Singh, he's, you know, does the kiss can gimmick. And he gets this fat chick, and she comes out. Is this the first black John? I think they were all white before, right?
Yeah, it was the first black John. I don't know if it was all white. I think the girl with the pink shirt was like a third Puerto Rican.
Oh, the old lady, you mean?
No. Like, the first time we were complaining about how they degrade fat people, and she had, like, the pink shirt off on or something. Anyway.
She liked her or something?
Yeah, it was something about her eyes.